This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We've talked about human trafficking for years, and the issue persists, and a lot to talk about with it. Marion Pearson from the Mercy Foundation, the Violence Prevention Program Manager, and the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force. And you've got an event going on tonight really focused on families and getting some information.
Yeah, we do. So thank you very much for having me on today. I really appreciate that. We do have a great event that's happening this evening down in Coffinberry Middle School in Myrtle Creek, starting at 6 o'clock, running till about 8 o'clock. We are going to be presenting Teens Trafficking and Online Predators. This is a presentation that we've done in the community before, but it's all been retooled. We do it in partnership with Myrtle Creek Police Department. So we will have Myrtle Creek Police Detective Kevin Taggart, who does a terrific presentation about online predators, what to look for, the grooming process, and he'll even be covering some local case studies that have happened here in our community.
So who is this designed for tonight?
Really, it's focused on just about anybody. If you're online, then you might want to hear this, but in particular, families. So we're looking for parents to show up if they've got young kids or teenagers. They're going to want to hear this information. There's a lot of risk that's happening online, and we want to help parents and extended family members to help keep our kids safe within our community. And this education will really cover quite a bit of that. You know, statistically, according to the FBI, there's 500,000 online predators every single day, and a lot of them are focused on our kids.
And a few years ago, when we were talking about this, it was Facebook this and maybe Twitter that. But now there are so many apps and so many things that I don't think even most parents know what they all are yet, you know, let alone whether to be worried about them.
Absolutely. I mean, there's still the four big ones. Facebook not being one of them, but Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are kind of the big four. But there's a lot of messaging apps that go along with that. And messaging apps come and go. They're real popular with kids for a while, and then they change into something else. So it's important to keep abreast of what your kids are doing, what apps they're downloading, what they're talking about. And what to look for. You know, those horrible conversations that we have to force ourselves to have are extremely important with kids. And they're hard to have about keeping safe online. And you hear a lot of kids say all the right things, but they're not necessarily following through. So we as the adults, that's our job, to make sure that our kiddos are safe.
And we've seen some recent cases where folks get arrested coming from outside the community to meet up with a juvenile, maybe a teenager, specifically in the cases that we've covered. For sex, and get here and get detained by police. For everyone that gets caught, though, you wonder how many others are out there.
Yeah, I wonder that myself. So just this month alone, there was two really terrific arrests that resulted from some online activity that were managed by our police department, from Myrtle Creek Police Department, in fact, and from Kevin Taggart. So he'll probably not be able to comment on those, but he can certainly tell how that happens. You know, so it's not just predators around here in our own area. Anybody can be contacted from anywhere. And, you know, if someone's motivated enough to make contact, physical contact with what they believe is to be a child, then they'll come from all over.
And, you know, for families that might be going out of town, it's not always a Douglas County thing. If you're going up to Eugene for a Ducks game, somebody could have met to, you know, set up a meeting with one of your kids by a concession stand, or you're going to the Holt Center, or you name it. I mean, it's not just at your home or places like that.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of activity that's based online as well, that never actually meets physically, but sending illicit photos, nude content, if you will, ends up often in some sort of sextortion scam, where kids are threatened that if they do not give up more content or they don't pay up with money, that their content that they've already sent out is going to be shared with friends and family and so forth. So that's a big thing. We're seeing some cases of revenge porn for especially with our youth who have sent nude photos or partially nude photos to somebody else who were in a relationship with, and when they break up, the person who feels jilted sends that stuff out. all over.
So once you send something, it's really out there, and you're never going to just pull it back and off the radar.
That's true. You never know. Once it's out there, it's out there. You cannot make it go away. There are some software programs that are helping. There are some other programs that are trying to help get a lot of that content down if it's gone further than just person to person. But really, once it's put up publicly, it can be screenshot, and then who knows how many people have it that can just re-upload it.
Wow, a lot to consider. What time is the meeting tonight?
It begins at 6 o'clock. We're in the Coffinberry, as I said, Middle School. We'll be in the cafeteria building. There's great parking that's going around there. We'll have some refreshments. The event is free. Everybody's welcome, but we suggest that kids under the age of 12 is at their parental discretion.
All right, Marian Pearson, again, the event tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.